Yes, I've got the task of giving you Louise's talk, which she very kindly handed over to us. So it's about remembering. At this time of the year, it makes sense to be remembering. Last week we had All Saints Day, when the church traditionally remembers those who've gone before and those who have we've got sort of in our hearts as named as significant to us. People that we like to remember, and that's linked with All Souls Day. Lots of people celebrate and confuse that with All Hallows Eve, or what is known outside of the church as Halloween. But of course, All Saints Day, it's the following day. And actually, that's a day when we remember those who've lived lives of faith. And many churches have service of remembrance when they commemorate the lives of those who've gone before. And in, we particularly tend to remember those who have died in the wars. We remember those who lost their loved ones in the past year as well. It's all about remembering. And this week we remember, we've just remembered the 5th of November, which always seems a completely arbitrary sort of thing. Yeah, very good. Somebody wanted to blow up the House of Parliament. Can't understand it. Of course, we probably did all remember that going past, although I only noticed when I was sitting in a conference and suddenly, oh, it is the 5th today. But it's the reason for all the fireworks, I guess. On Sunday, however, we'll gather here in church in the morning to remember the war, and of course we will be remembering at 11 on Monday, at 11 o'clock on Monday, because that is the 11th of the 11th, to remember all those who served their country in both world wars and in peacetime, and you know, in the many wars that this country has been involved with since as well. In fact, it's just good to be remembering that there's not really ever a cease to war. It goes on all the time around us. So it's good for us to be remembering that many people have made quite major sacrifices, and even in some cases, relatively minor sacrifices, but still suffer for it. We need to make sure that we do not forget, and that we keep them in our prayers. Every time I'm standing back there on the sound desk, I notice that right beside me are the names of all the people that died. The names that of people who were a part of this church. And we read them out on Remembrance Sunday, and I'm always very, very struck by one particular set of names. I'm sure we all are. It starts with the brothers. Private Benjamin Johnson, Private Ernest Johnson, Private Joseph Johnson, Private Walter Johnson, Private Stanley Johnson. It's appalling. And it always strikes me every single time, because it's the idea that you could lose all your children all in one go. Absolutely awful. Just an enormous loss. Five brothers. What became of their parents? Did they have any other brothers and sisters? What was the effect? It hardly bears thinking about, does it? And yet we are still remembering them. Their names are written there and we remember them. But it must have been the most appalling family tragedy. And it helps us to just keep things in perspective and ask ourselves what we can do to make sure these things don't happen, or happen less and less rather than more and more. And we need to remember. We need to remember the people that we know who actually are part of the wider church, who still suffer from having served the country. People who actually really suffer at this time of the year when the fireworks all go off and it just takes them back there. You know, we can take it lightly, and it's not to be taken lightly. There are many human stories, and many people within our congregation who've lost a loved one this year as well. And that is, in a way, no different. We can't diminish the loss of friends and family. There's something about remembering deep within the human spirit that's really important to each of us. And we need to be part of that remembering. It's part of our identity as people, and it's really tragic, as we all know, when somebody we know, somebody we love, actually starts to lose that memory. Their memory starts to go, and that anchor into their current life starts to disappear. Obviously, we remember Geraldine at this point, who has just gone on to be with the Lord. And in a sense, you can't help rejoicing in that new life, that regaining of all that she lost in this life. And we must remember Peter, as he, having committed so much time and effort into Geraldine's life in these last few years, now is almost lost himself because he has committed so much. Each one of us must be committed to praying for Peter at the moment. It's really important that we do. And obviously, also coming to the funeral, to the celebration of Geraldine's life here. And if you wish to go to the Creme, you're very much invited to go there as well. He would love people's support at that. It is good to remember. A large part of the story of God's people is remembering. The Bible is actually a record of remembering stuff. And the Psalms encourage us to remember. To remember who God is, what he's done. To keep remembering the wonders, the wonderful things he's done, the miracles that he has caused in each of our lives. Just the very miracle of salvation, but he doesn't stop there, he goes on. The miracle of his love as he reaches out to us and wants to befriend us and make us his disciples. I think we're called to keep on remembering because God knows we are a very forgetful people. We forget the goodness of God when life gets busy, when we drop our eyes from Jesus to the waves and the storms all around us, and when we allow life to get in the way of our remembering. We forget all too often, so we are challenged as an act of discipleship to remember, and that to be a daily discipline, to remember to pray for those for whom we care. Because God remembers. He never forgets any of us. He remembers his promises to us, his covenants, his promises to 1,000 generations. God does not forget, and neither should we. The Bible is full of calls from God for his people to remember. In Deuteronomy 7:18, remember what the Lord your God did. In Nehemiah 4:14, remember the Lord who is great and awesome. In Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Yeah, and in the days of your age as well, I think. And of course, we have do this in remembrance of me in 1 Corinthians 11:24, which we will do in a minute. And remember the sacrifice of love that sent Jesus to the cross and brought him out of the empty grave as well. And all that for you and for me and for the people in this world, so that all could have salvation and hope. So what do you need to remember today? What do you need to remember that you might have forgotten about? Not something like, did I turn the oven off before I came here? No, not that sort of thing, although it is handy to remember that. Or maybe, have I told Jenny that it's Lucy's birthday next week? Must remember to do that when she gets back this evening. Or a million other things. There are so many things that we try to remember, but perhaps those aren't the really important things. The things that we need to commit to our memories and things that make a difference to our lives. remember that you're a child of God. It's a pretty good start, isn't it? And sometimes we can get that out of perspective. We maybe don't, at times, at the worst of times, we don't quite recognize that. But if we could just remember that all the time. Remember that Jesus died for you. Remember that you're called to live for him. Remember that you are a church member. Remember that you are loved unconditionally by the Lord. Sometimes that is hard to believe. I know I find that. I step out of line, do something ridiculous, feel really horrible. And then it comes to me. That didn't make any difference to God's love for me. He still loves me just the same. And that draws me back to that place where I can just seek his forgiveness. Recognize that, Colin. But come back to that place of just knowing that I am completely loved by God no matter what. What a great thing to always be remembering. And therefore, to remember that you considered righteousness because of what Christ has done for us and not the other way around. Remember, remember. And then, of course, having remembered, we have a chance to tell our faith story.